live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us here at 8:29 on KVUE and KVUE.com, Lori DeWinkler, who is the board chair of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. Lori, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Before we start talking about the community input session that you had Tuesday evening, how are things going for the Humane Society of the Flint Hills now?
It's going great. We are so excited because now we're not Lyon County or Emporia. We're the Flint Hills. So that's very exciting to get to reach out to the other counties.
I was going to say, how does that change the game for you guys?
Oh, big time.
As far as, you know, who you're reaching out to, some of the different things that you have in mind.
Right. The other counties around us. And we're so excited to just get to hear what other people need, what the other, besides Lyon County and Emporia. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that.
In that early stages of the reach out, what are you finding about what is needed locally versus what is needed area-wide now?
A lot of food.
So
we're
going to
be giving food out again this Saturday at the farmer's market.
Okay.
8 o'clock, we'll be there. And just a lot of people are needing help with, we're going to start possibly being able to help people that are needing fences fixed. And we're going to be going, there's a place in Missouri that has offered free kitty litter for 2,300 pounds. So we have a van and a trailer maybe. So we're going to be reaching out to that for people in the community, in the area.
You know, food makes a lot of sense, I think,
yes,
probably to a lot of folks. So does cat litter,
yes,
especially, obviously, if you have a cat. But that fencing side of things may be something that people don't really think about right off the bat as,
right,
as a pet need.
Right, until their dog gets out. And then they realize it.
Yep.
Or their dog can jump the fence or whatever. Yes, we hope we can reach out with that also.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the community meeting, which took place this past Tuesday.
Yes.
What kind of came together for you and the Humane Society Board to look at this and start gauging community input in this kind of session, setting?
Well, it was nice because we weren't the animal shelter any longer. We're back to the Humane Society. So we had Becky Smith there with the city, who used to be used to volunteer at the animal shelter. We had Street Cats was there, Buffy Animal Welfare, and even Bailey from Prairie Paws, because we're all together now, working together. We're not off on our own. So we had a lot of feedback, had a couple of guests there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting in knowing that we're ready to help.
What was some of the feedback that you got, either from kind of the longstanding existing partners that you've had or from the community? What were some of the different points that really struck you?
The food.
Food was the big one?
Food was the big one. Needing help with vaccinations. So we're hoping we can help with that. Doing microchips. We're hoping we can help with that. So there was a lot of little things you don't think of often.
Right.
But, yes, there's a lot of need out there.
There's speaking of, like, the vaccination side of things and the microchipping, those are being, I think, what was it? There's several groups that are handling that.
Yes.
Or at least to a certain degree. What are your thoughts here on kind of how that responsibility can be distributed amongst the groups and kind of what role the Humane Society may be taking in,
right,
that going forward?
Right, exactly. But we're reaching out to other counties, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we're going to be able to also help, is reaching out to the others. We're very excited in expanding.
Lori DeWinkler joining us again. She's the board president of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. How important was it to have the other local agencies that you mentioned here? You know, you got Prairie Paws, which is just taking over the shelter,
yes,
here, effective 4 weeks ago. Street Cats Club that's been involved, you know, Buffy Animal Welfare. How important is it to have them represented not only at the meeting, but I guess maybe locking arms and going forward together?
It was very exciting because, especially when we were at the animal shelter, you're in your own little club. Or not club, but group, I guess.
You got your own little incubator.
Your own little thing. But now we're reaching out to cover everybody. It was just awesome to have everybody together. And how are we going to work together? That's just going to be amazing. And then also now we're going to reach out to the other counties. What do you have to help you, and what are you needing? that's what we're hoping to get to do.
Okay. Let's talk about your board.
Yes.
Because let's talk about who's on the board and just kind of the passion that they bring to the table as you enter this really new phase of your operations.
Yes. Well, we have James Bordenaro, Pat Potts, and Penny Speedy. They have all been on the board several years, back from a long time ago.
Right.
I don't know how long. But anyways, they remember before we were part of the animal shelter. So they're giving us insight onto what they did before we took place in the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big help, big help. Some of the things we do as far as money raisers is the 5K dog jog. That's fun. And Santa Paws.
Mm-hmm.
But then also other ways we're going to be reaching out is we have our Bow Wow Basics Obedience classes for the dogs, the Pet Pantry Food Giveaway, the discount vaccine clinics that we hope we're going to be able to hold, the straw giveaway, and then we hope to also be able to redo the doghouse build, which we've done before.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah, a lot of projects.
Yes,
I don't think a
yes.
lot of people realize how many projects you guys had
yes.
on hand. How important is the that project list, whether it's from a fundraising side of things or just from an awareness standpoint, now as you go forward?
Right. It's very important because, as you said, people don't realize. They don't realize how many people have animals that they just need a little help with, or the fences come down, or the dog got out, we don't understand. We hope we can help people in that. And as I said, county-wise, going into counties around us.
Outstanding. Well, besides what's taking place tomorrow, what is immediately ahead for the Humane Society? And how often do you think you'll have these community meetings going forward here?
Good
like
question.
Tuesday?
We hope to do the community meetings hopefully monthly.
Okay.
It was awesome. We're just looking at what we can reach out for. We're going to be going to Missouri, hopefully, to get some kitty litter. 2,300 pounds. That's a lot of kitty litter.
That's a lot of kitty litter.
Yep. That's one way we're going to be reaching out. So just we're looking at other things. What do counties need? What do people need? Where we're not just stuck on Lyon County and Emporia. Who else is around us that needs help?
Okay. How can people get involved? What type of contact information would you like to pass along here to our listeners here this morning?
Okay. Well, our phone number is 620-342-4477.
Okay.
And our email is directorhsfh@gmail.com.
Okay. Outstanding. Lori, is there anything else you wanted to bring up here, at least at this particular point in time? Because I have a feeling now we're going to be bringing you back on a semi-regular basis as this new era for the Humane Society unfolds.
We are just excited to get to, like I said, reach out to the other counties, watch our Facebook page
okay.
of things we have coming up. And like I said, this weekend we'll be at the farmers market giving out kitty food, cat food, and canned dog food.
Sounds good. Well, Lori, thanks really for your time here this morning. Best of luck as things continue to unfold over the next several months, and please keep us posted. Really
appreciate
it.
Thank you. We will. Thank you so much.
Indeed. Lori DeWinkler, the president of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills, joining us here for our Newsmaker 2 segment. Newsmaker 3 coming in just a second with SOS Strong and Tyler Curtis as our board representative that will be talking about that here in just a second. It's 8:38 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Live and local, good morning. 64 degrees here on a Friday morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Before a roaring crowd, Kamala Harris accepted the Democratic nomination for president last night.